Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Remember, man, that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. There's an ugly black smear on your forehead, but it is nothing like the blackness of your heart. Everyone alike is marked. Whether the skin on which the ashes were smudged is wrinkled or taut, whether it risks being smeared on fancy clothes or on thrift store bargains, whether you've spent all day at the office or the hospital or at home, you're marked by sin. Remember, man, that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. The church has a remarkable capacity to level the playing field, just bulldoze everything flat. While the world exalts the rich and the powerful, the popular and the successful, the church doesn't care. There are plenty of ashes for everyone. There are no degrees in the church, no castes, just sinners. The law levels the playing field altogether. The same is true of those outside the church, of course. Sinners there too, all of them. There are only two kinds of people in the world. Those willing to admit their sinfulness and those unwilling to admit. Remember, man, that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. Your best attempts at righteousness are just filthy rags. And even when you do make a practice out of righteousness, isn't it much more just a show, a production, so that others will notice and praise your good works? But then this warning from Jesus, beware of practicing your righteousness before other people in order to be seen by them. For then you will have no reward from your Father in heaven. Would you still do good works if you got no recognition for them? Wouldn't you give to the needy, Jesus says. Sound no trumpet before you, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, that they may be praised by others. When you give to the needy, expect no acclaim, no memorial plaque, not even a thank you card. But when you give to the needy, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, so that your giving may be in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you. And when you pray, do not pray so that you will be seen or heard by others. And when you fast, do not fast so that others will notice and have pity on poor you for how hungry you are. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you. Do not lay up for yourselves treasures on earth where moth and rust destroy, where thieves break in and steal, but lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven where neither moth nor rust destroys and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. If when you do good works, you're chiefly thinking about yourself, the praise that it might win from your peers, the accolades you might receive, the back pats on the back or the attaboys you would receive for doing such good works, unthinkable to others. If the one you're thinking of when you're doing good works is you, you're sinning. Even acts of self-discipline in Lent, prayer and fasting and almsgiving are designed to get you thinking about yourself less. Repent. Dust you are. Remember, man, that you are dust, and dust you would have remained were it not for one thing. The Lord of creation, the Word of God that spoke you into existence, the Word through whom the Creator scooped dust from the earth to make the man into which he breathed the breath of life, the very Creator, the eternal Word, the second person of the eternal triune God, the Son of God, became dust. God took on the dust of human flesh, was born of a virgin. God took your dusty, dirty, earthy existence. He became flesh, just like you, in every way, except without sin. Which is to say, dust though he was not returning to dust. He was not, like you, a sinner destined to die. You are dust, but that black smudge on your forehead is not shapeless. The symbol of your mortality is made in the sign of a cross, the symbol of the mortality of your Lord. He who became dust to redeem dust, Jesus Christ, took your mortality, took your sinfulness, all of it, onto his body on the cross. Even on Ash Wednesday, even on the doorsteps of Lent, even with the smear of black on your forehead, even amid the whole somber season of Lent, there is hope. Lent is not some joyous, self-flagellating dirge. The one who became dust in your place has borne all of your sin. All of your sinfulness is gone. All the blackness of your heart is cleansed. All your guilt is taken away, punished through the death of Jesus on the cross. Those who do good works for show have already received their reward in the praise and admiration of others. But you have received the reward for righteousness of Jesus you didn't do any of. And you have received the reward of Jesus, a reward yet to come. Until then, with sins forgiven, with selfish motives erased, removed, you're set free all this holy Lenten tide to pray, to fast, to give alms. The purpose of these Lenten disciplines is to sharpen your focus on your Lord and to serve your neighbor, both while drawing attention away from yourself. Now remember, dust, that you are man, and to man you will return. For the sake of the man, Jesus, the new man, all you sons of Adam and daughters of Eve are destined not merely for dust, but to be called forth from the dust into the resurrection. You will be fully human then, called forth from dust to dwell in paradise restored. And even now, you have a guarantee of your eternal reward. The Lord who came to be dust and to bear the consequence of your sin in your stead, who marked you with the seal of his holy cross in the waters of holy baptism, gives you now a proof and a foretaste of your eternal reward. You don't need to wait for the day of Jesus' return to know his goodness toward you. You needn't wait until the day of judgment to hear the judge's just judgment about you. He gives to you himself, his flesh as real food, his blood as real drink, for the forgiveness of your sins. Where the treasure of the forgiveness of your sins is, your cleansed, renewed heart is also. So remember, dust, that you are man, and to man you will return on the day of your Lord's return and the resurrection of all the dead, the entry into eternal life for all of his believers, marked with the sign and seal of the Holy Cross in the waters of holy baptism. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.